Afghanistan says its forces have killed hundreds of Taliban insurgents in the southern Helmand province. The Afghan defense minister says that the operation was first launched without the support of NATO forces. The fighting reportedly continues in the Garamsir district, which is the main stronghold of the Taliban in the area. The U.S. said combat mission in Afghanistan ended on December the 31st last year. However, at least 1,300 foreign forces, mainly from the U.S., will remain in the country in what is said to be a support mission. Let's speak to our correspondent Faiz Khurshid now, who joins us from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Now, Faiz, it's a huge feat for the Afghan forces to be conducting an operation without NATO forces presence. Tell us a bit more.
Well, it's a massive operation, and it continues now in Garamsir district of Helmand. It's the main stronghold of the Taliban insurgents in that part of this country. And the Afghan Ministry of Defense here in Kabul has announced that they killed hundreds of Taliban insurgents, and scores of others have been captured by the Afghan security forces there. We understand that many such operations have been conducted by NATO forces over the past 14 years. But this one is very significant for the Afghan government because it's a big test for the Afghan security forces to prove their military skills. And it's the first massive operation against the Taliban militants by the Afghan security forces after NATO's combat role ended in this country. And Afghan government says that they will dismantle the Taliban insurgents this time ahead of their spring offensive. We understand that Taliban attacks continue in other parts of this country, and Taliban continue to intimidate villagers and continue to plant roadside bombs to inflict heavy casualties on Afghan security forces. But this, it seems that this operation has dealt a huge blow to the Taliban insurgents in that part of Afghanistan, and it's a very dangerous place. Taliban insurgents reign supreme there, and Afghan government says that they have had great progress over the past few weeks there in Helmand, but it's fragile. It could be easily reversed if they're not provided with more reinforcements and, of course, weaponry.
Well, Faiz, speaking of which, are we going to see the Afghan forces play a more active role in being able to secure the country from terrorist attacks?
Well, now all eyes are on the Afghan security forces. Yes, they have assumed control from NATO forces in major cities of this country. Now, it's Afghan forces that are in charge to provide security for the Afghan people and fight against the Taliban insurgents and other terrorist groups here on the front lines. And the Afghan people are hopeful because they are now taking things back into their own hands in major cities of their country. But there are challenges ahead for the Afghan security forces. They still don't have right equipment to keep the fight against the Taliban insurgents. But the Afghan government is saying that they will continue with their cooperation with the international community, and they want the international community, especially the regional countries, to support the Afghan security forces because they believe that security is not only important for the Afghan people inside the country, but also for the entire world here.
All right, that's Press News Faiz Khurshid reporting from Kabul. Faiz, thanks very much indeed.